Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and his guidance, if you'll turn with me to chapter 16 of Judges. Judges, the 16th chapter. This is a very familiar passage. We talk about Samson in this chapter. Samson was a mighty man with the strength of God. He was given this from birth. And when he was given this great gift, his parents were told, don't let a razor touch his head. His hair is not to be cut. And no strong drink is to enter his body. Samson was, you could say, the salvation of Israel at that time. The Philistines were terrified of him, of the things he could do. His strength was so dominant. But Samson fell. We have flaws, dear ones. Samson had flaws. But we pray and ask God, help me, Lord, to overcome my flaws. And the enemy, believe me, he'll search. And he don't sleep. He searches until he finds something in you that he can work with. And he'll grind it until he opens up a path for himself to get into you. And dear ones, if we're not covered with the precious blood of Jesus and the power of prayer and fasting, the enemy can enter in. Don't say, I'm saved, he can't touch me. No, dear ones. You're saved by the grace of God. But he can step in and work in your life to turn you around. And this was what he was doing. How can I trick this man? What can I do to trick Samson? And he found one of Samson's flaws. Chapter 16, verse 1. Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there a harlot, and went in unto her. First sin. Verse 4. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Second sin. Now the enemy had a foothold, because Samson was in love with this woman. And when the Philistines got a hold of it, they began to work. Yeah, they feared him, but they figured, maybe we got a chance. Samson had strength, great strength. He killed lions, bears, with his bare hands. He killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. This is the power of God, not his. This was God's power in this man. But Samson, with his strength, he became weak. He fell to desires of lust. Any one of us can fall prey to the enemy. Any one of us can be a point for the enemy to go after. Do you think he goes for the ones that are out there drinking and boozing it up and fornicating and doing all kinds of things, taking drugs, whatever? He's got them already. He wants to come after you. He's looking to get you because you're in the palm of God's hands. How can I do this? He goes. There's so many here. I got to get into one of them. I'm going around and I'm going to check. Wait a minute. Here, I see a flaw. I'm going there. And he works at that and picks at that until he gets what he wants. But how can we avoid this, dear ones? We have to check ourselves every day. Every day. Not a day goes by that you can say, well, I ain't got any problems. I'm okay. I went to church. I was singing. I was having a good time. I went to visit a friend in a nursing home. I'm good. Watch out. That's when he comes. When you think you got it made. That's when he comes and gets a foothold. I see something I can grab at. Dear ones, we have to be aware at all times. And how do we become aware of these things? By prayer, supplications to God, fasting, doing whatever it takes to stay in the place where God can work in your life, covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. He shed that blood for you and me, dear ones. That blood was shed for you and me. And why? Why did he shed that blood for us? Because of the love of God. The love that passes all understanding. And that love can dwell within you and I. And we can fight the enemy. We can fight him, dear ones. But right now, Samson was in a hard place. And the Philistines knew this. And they went to Delilah and they said, find out what his power is. Find out why we can't do anything. Every time we try, we're knocked down. We had him trapped in the gates. He picked up the gates and carried them out. God's power. He was covered with God's power. But now he was in a difficult spot. They were willing to pay her 1,100 pieces of silver each man. It's a lot of money. All they paid for Jesus was 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver, about $53. They were willing to pay 1,100 pieces of silver per man. Count it up, see how much money she was going to get. So Delilah figures, hey, I'll find out. So she starts making him drink. Come on, tell me your secret. Tell me your secret. And he fooled around with it about a few times. And, oh yeah, you tie me up like this. You tie me up. And then he'd break the bonds. She says, you don't love me. You don't care about me. You're not telling me this. Finally, she gave in. And when she gave in, the Philistines came. They captured him. She had cut his hair. His power was gone. Why? Because of sin. Because of sin. God can't stay where sin is. He backs off. He can't look at sin. The only way he can look at us is through Jesus Christ. Because we have sin in our life. Whether we know it or not, we're not perfect. And when we have this sin in our life, the enemy comes. And he came, and they bound him up, and they burned out his eyes. Now he had no sight. They put him in chains. Now what was he going to do? He was mocked. Many things were done to him. He worked, grinding in the mills. But he had time to think. And dear ones, when we sin, we have time to think. When something happens in our lives, we have time to think. And what do we think about? What did I do? What did I do? Go to God. Ask him. Ask him, what did I do, Lord? What did I do to deserve this? You must have done something. But things come in our lives no matter what, dear ones. Things come in our lives every day. Why? Because the enemy is running rampant through the world today to try and destroy as many lives as he can before the Lord comes. You think he wants to be alone down there? He wants to take a lot of us with him. And what a better place to go in the churches, the synagogues, wherever Christians are. Work on them. I don't have to go out on the streets. I got him already. He wants you, dear ones. That's why we got to be so careful with our lives. Now here's Samson. Bound up, blind, time to think. What's he thinking about? Lord, all you gave me, what did I do with it? What did I do with it? Because of lust, because of a flaw in my life, I gave it all up. The Philistines were no longer afraid of him. They didn't have anything to worry about, and now they were going to bring him out and make mockery of him. We'll read in the 24th verse of chapter 16. And when the people saw him, they praised their God. For they said, "Oh, God hath delivered, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us." And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may make us sport." And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport. And they set him between the pillars. See, now they were putting down their guard. They put him between the pillars. What do you think? He put his arms on those pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, "Suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean on them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Now he was going before the Lord and asking God's forgiveness and asking for God's help. Bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise continually be in our mouths. This is where Samson should have been. But God did forgive him. God did forgive him. And when he was between those pillars, his strength came back. The strength of God came into his arms and his body, and he brought down the temple. It says in the 28th verse, and Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they were which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him. They buried him. But he had been forgiven by God. And you and I can be forgiven by God. Why? If we are willing to get down and ask his forgiveness. But the most important thing we must remember is to ask his forgiveness every day. Don't wait. Don't wait until something happens in your life to bring you before him and put you on your knees. Samson thought he didn't have anything to worry about. He had all this power. He didn't have to worry about it. But dear ones, that's when the enemy comes to work in our lives, to try to do things to us. We were reading Tuesday night how God told Simeon, or Gideon, in the 6th chapter of Judges, and he said, surely I will be with thee. I will be with thee no matter what we go through. Our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, is with us. So don't ever look down. Don't ever think that it's too much for you, because it won't be. He's still there for you and I. Even when we go through the fire, through the hard places, he's with us, dear ones, because of his great love. And someday, and I'm praying very soon, we will see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Praise his holy name.